AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Officials in Jordan say a police officer shot and killed five people, including two Americans, at a training center operated by the U.S. State Department. Department spokesman John Kirby says he won't speculate on motive or who carried out the attack.
We've seen reports that the shooter may have been wearing a Jordanian uniform. I can't confirm that, and I would not get ahead of an investigation that's just now starting.
Seven people, two Americans, three Jordanians, and a Lebanese were wounded. The suspected gunman was killed by Jordanian troops. University of Missouri President Tim Wolf, amid growing complaints by black student groups about racial slurs and other slights on the system's overwhelmingly white flagship campus in Columbia, has resigned.
I take full responsibility for this frustration. And I take full responsibility for the inaction that has occurred.
Over the weekend, some 30 black members of the football team, backed by their coaches, said they were not going to take part in team activities unless Wolf resigned. Others, including the Student Government Association and faculty groups, also voiced no confidence in Wolf. Russia has been given until the end of this week to respond to damning allegations of state-sponsored doping before a world-governing athletic body decides whether to suspend the country from international competition. Dick Pound headed the committee that investigated allegations that the Russian government was deeply involved in doping track and field athletes.
All of this could not have happened and continue to happen without the knowledge of and either actual or implied consent of the state authorities. They were not operating sport, but as I say, they would certainly have known.
Pound's group says Russian intelligence agents even spied on the World Doping offices in Moscow and at the Winter Games in Sochi. This is AP Radio News. One man is dead, two others wounded in a shooting this morning at a subway entrance near New York City's Penn Station. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
The dispute started inside a McDonald's a block from Penn Station. NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says three men were having coffee when another man approached them.
Screening video at a distance, but there was a very brief conversation.
He says the men left and went down to the subway. That's where one was shot in the head and died, the other two shot and wounded. A law enforcement source says all three had lengthy drug arrest records. There is a methadone clinic nearby. Boyce says they're checking to see if the men were part of that clinic. Julie Walker, New York.
A SeaWorld executive, citing customer feedback, says the company will end its orca shows at its San Diego park by the end of 2017. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 215 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.